This is about to be incredible. I have a story for you, and this story is about me and probably the most impactful 4 days of my life was this past weekend. So this past weekend, I flew out to Austin, Texas on Wednesday, stayed Wednesday night, and from Thursday until Sunday, I was at Danny Miranda's men's Be Light retreat. And this was probably the most impactful weekend of my life. And the reason it was so impactful, dude, it was just so fun. Like, it was so fun. I really didn't even know what to expect going in. I had intentions of what I wanted to get out of it. And to be quite honest with you, I got what I wanted out of that retreat and more. Like, my intentions going in, I wanted to go to this thing because I wanted to learn from Danny. It's the real reason I wanted to go. I wanted to understand how he can do this, how he can be fully immersed in his mission and what he wants to do in life and pay the bills. Because I have a mission of my own that's kind of similar to his. And I want to keep doing this thing full time, but I don't know how to pay the bills. Like, I want to keep building and growing communities and audience. I want to keep doing this podcast. I want to do this full time. I want to help as many people as I can. I want to do this full time, but I don't know how to pay the bills with this. And I don't want to sell anything. I don't want to create a course. I don't want to be like, here, buy this. I'm not going to do that. So I went there hoping to seek advice from Danny. I'm like, hey, dude, like, how can you do this podcast and host all these men's retreat and, you know, pay all the bills? So that was my intention of going to this retreat. And I came and I left there Sunday with way more than just that question answered. I left there Sunday with way more than just having that question answered. And it was so fun. So we had a pre-retreat Zoom call on Tuesday before we, you know, started the retreat on Thursday, and everyone's in there, and I kind of recognize some of the names and look some of them up on social media. I'm like, damn, like, these people are doing stuff with their life. So that was really like exciting. And on the Zoom call, we went around and kind of stated our intentions for this retreat. And I'm not gonna lie, like, I got kind of nervous. Like, right when he said that, I was like, ooh, I was like, talking in front of these people that I don't know kind of like got me nervous. And the first guy that went was my buddy Shy from London. And that's what he said at first. He was like, I'm not going to lie. Like, when you said this, we have to go around and state our intention for this retreat, I got kind of nervous. And that kind of just like eased it. I was like, all right, cool. Like, I'm not the only one that was nervous. And I ended up going last and I stated my intentions of exactly kind of what I said before. But my main thing was what I was most excited for was to meet people. Like, I knew for a fact going into this thing, I would know nobody, but coming out, I would have 10 new friends. And that's exactly what I did. And I knew that beforehand. Like, I knew there was no way that I was going to go and spend 4 days with these people and not become really close with them. And that's exactly what I did. I gained 10 close friends in a span of 3 nights and 4 days. Like, I told some stuff to them that I haven't told many, like, even some of my closest friends. Like, it doesn't really matter how long you're friends with somebody. Like, if you can go deep with somebody and you can kind of truly open up and show them who you are, like, I feel like that's what makes a quality friendship. And I opened up, we all opened up to each other. And it was incredible. Like, the way Danny created an atmosphere for masculine men to open up and talk about that stuff is unlike really any environment I've ever been in before. And I've never meditated really before. And we did a lot of that. And what was so cool about meditating was, like, I was sitting there and we did 45 minutes the first night. And I've never done that. I did 20 minutes before. That's the longest I've ever meditated before. It was 20 minutes. And I'm like, am I even doing this right? So we're sitting there in a circle and we're all meditating. And it zoomed by. Like, that's the first thing I said when the alarm went off. Like, the little bell that was like, dum. I was like, that's cool. But like, when that went off, I was like, that was 45 minutes? I was like, that felt like 10 minutes. It was so cool. It was like, meditating is having a conversation with yourself. Like, it, for me, in my experience, I was sitting there and I was in control of what thoughts came in and what thoughts I wanted to think about and what conversation I wanted to have with myself. Like some thoughts came in, like, oh, I need to call this guy back or I need to hit this guy back. I was like, well, I don't want to think about that right now. Out the window. And I really got to give and pay attention to myself and what I wanted to think about. Because there's nothing else nagging at your attention but you. It is literally a conversation with you and yourself. And you can control what you want to think about and what you want to talk about. There's nothing else trying to attract your attention but you. And I think that's the coolest thing about meditating was it is literally you and you, and you can control anything you want to think or talk about. But the coolest part of the entire retreat was the conversations that were just organically happening around the house. Like at any given time, like we had like 10 or 12 people staying in this house, and the house was so cool. It was so cool. It was a ranch in Texas, right outside of Austin. And you would go around to the back patio, the living room, the kitchen, wherever you went, there is at least three or four people having just an awesome conversation, dude. And I would just conversation hop. I wouldn't really even give any input. My favorite thing was to go and just listen to people speak about topics that we all struggle with. Like very conscious people talk about and how they deal with topics that we all struggle with. And it was incredible to hear some of the stories, what people have gone through and how they handle this, how they handle that, it was just incredible to sit there and just listen to people that have done incredible things in their life talk about, hey, like I struggled with this a lot and this is kind of how I got over it. And this is the questions that I like asking myself. The questions that were asked, like no one, you couldn't just say something and not have a question, you know, followed up by someone in the group of like, why do you believe that? Or like, why that? Like, how did this make you feel? Like it was incredible. I mentally took I archived so many questions on this trip too. Like there were just so many good questions, questions I've never even heard before. I was like, wow, like I didn't even think of that. So that was probably my favorite part was obviously the relationships and making friends, but just like the organic conversations that were happening all around. It was incredible. I've never been in an atmosphere like that. Like everyone was just kind of open-minded, just talking of like, how did this work for you? Like, why did this work for you? I've never been a part of an atmosphere like that. And it was truly, it was life-changing. So the first night we're there, all of us are in a circle in the living room and we meditate for 45 minutes. And after we're done meditating, Danny asked the question to the group, okay, we're going to go around and each of us is going to bring up one thing we're nervous to share. And basically like the reason why you're here. I was like, damn, that's what a way to start it off. So I was one of the last ones to go. People go around and say some awesome things. And when it's my turn, I share kind of why I'm there. I'm like, I'm here to learn. I have this vision. I have this dream I want to follow, but I don't know how to financially support myself doing it. Like I feel like God put me on this earth to help people. I feel best about myself when I'm helping people. I think God has blessed me with talents that I can't even control. Like I've been blessed with things that I could not have controlled. But like much is given, much is required. And I don't know how to take that next step. I don't know how to do all this and fully dive into what I think is my mission, what I think is my purpose, and financially support myself. Like, I don't know how to pay the bills. Like, I'm kind of lost. I feel I have the right stuff. I feel called to do this, but I don't know how to financially support myself. And I'm kind of lost right here, and I'm looking for answers. And that's what I told the group. And one of the guys there, Doug Curtwright, after we went, he was like, hey, like, I might have something for you that can solve that problem for you. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. So throughout the night, kind of finished up there, went to sleep, woke up, and around lunch, I walked out to the back patio, and he was sitting there, and he was like, hey, he's like, I have something for you. He's like, if you're open to it, just, you know, hear me out. He's like, one of the greatest things I've done in my life is door-to-door sales. He's like, I did it in college. I did it right out of college. He's like, the stuff that I learned from door-to-door sales has allowed me to do all the things that I'm doing in life, and he is on his purpose right now. He's pursuing a dream and that's what he does. He's a speaker. He's an author. He just helps people. He's like, but learning the skills that I learned in my 20s of doing door-to-door sales is what allowed me to do what I'm doing now. And he's like, I have a buddy, this company that I used to work with called Sunrun, and they do door-to-door and sell solar. He's like, if you're open to that, you know, it could solve a lot of your problems financially right now. He's like, you can go and grind for 4 months. And then in the fall, you know, you can move to Texas or wherever you want to and fully, you know, be committed to your mission you're on. He's like, but this could solve your financial problems. And at first I was like, yeah, maybe, but like, I don't want to do door-to-door sales selling solar panels. Like, that doesn't really seem like my forte. I don't really, that just doesn't seem like something I want to do right now. And the cool thing was he did not push it on me at all. He's like, this is an option if you want it. He's like, I just heard you say that you needed this and this could be a solution to your problem. So went on throughout the retreat and I don't know, it was just planted in the back of my mind. So when we meditate, I was like, what if? It's like, what if I did door-to-door sales for 4 months? I was like, well, I would be a complete different person after those 4 months. I would be able to communicate better with strangers. I'd have probably a little bit more money than I have right now, and that would grant me the freedom to do what I wanted to do that fall, those following months, and fully dive into what I wanted to do on this mission that I'm on. So that idea kind of kept growing in the back of my mind, and it would come up when I would meditate, and I would talk to myself about it and kind of like, huh. So the last thing we did before we left the retreat on Sunday morning was we met in the living room again, and one person sat in the middle of the circle, and we went around the circle and said one thing positive we noticed about that person. And the last one to go was Danny. And when it was my turn to speak, this is what I said. I said, Danny, you've played a pivotal role in my journey. You've played a pivotal role in the growth of my journey. So when I first started this podcast, I asked my friends, I was like, hey, who's someone I can learn from? Because the only podcast I followed was like Joe Rogan, Ed Milet, and Chris Williamson. And I couldn't relate to those guys. I said, one of my friends, Luis, gave me your podcast and was like, hey, check this guy out. He's cool. And when I checked you out, the first thing that popped in my mind was, damn, he doesn't seem much different than me. Like, if he can do this, if he can have all these awesome guests on, if he can have this awesome podcast, I can. And that's literally what went through my head. I was like, all the stuff that he can do, I can do. And I ended up saying that on a podcast with the friend that showed me, Danny. I ended up saying that on a podcast. I was like, why can't we be better? I was like, we have Danny to learn. I said, I have Danny to learn from. Like, why can't I be better than Danny? Danny didn't have Danny growing up. I have Danny. Why can't I be better? I said, there's nothing that he can do that I can't do. And made that into a little clip, into a reel, posted on Instagram and tagged Danny. And like 30 minutes later, he followed me, reposted it and slid like and commented and then DM'd me, was like, hey, this is awesome. And I was just filled with joy, dude. I was so excited. I think that I think my response to him on Instagram was, I'm smiling more than a fat kid in a candy shop. I think that's what I responded to him with. And the next text was, the amount of joy I feel right now from a simple DM like speaks volumes to the power that you have. I was like, I want to be that for other kids in the future. I was like, that is awesome that you hold the power to make me feel this amount of joy over a simple DM. I said, I want to do that. And I told him, I was like, another reason why I came to this retreat is because I want to host these retreats one day. Like, I want to do this one day. And for me, sometimes I need to see it be done by somebody else in order for me to really believe that, okay, I can do this. And that is what Danny Miranda has done for me. He has proven through his actions time and time again of like, okay, if he can do it, I can do it. And that's what I look at when I see Danny, is somebody that I want to kind of model my game after. Somebody like, hey, like he's no different than me. And that's like, he's just a regular dude. He really is, but he's an awesome dude. But like all the stuff that he's doing right now, I can do. And like Danny has allowed me to actually believe that because he's doing it. He is real life doing it. So when I look at him do all this stuff, I'm like, okay, I can do this. And that's what I told him. And he made a comment at the end that I don't think that he truly remembers, but I'll never forget it. He smiled and he was like, yeah, I remember all that. He said, follow your intuition. You'll do it in half the time. And then he just kind of went on to the next person who said a lot of good things about him. But I was floored. Follow your intuition and you'll do it in half the time. That was one of the last things of that retreat. And that is, I needed to hear that. to have someone like that believe in me like that. I don't even know if he remembers that comment. He said, follow your intuition, you'll do it in half the time. And you know what my intuition is telling me? You know what my soul is telling me to do? You want to hear something crazy? Here's something crazy. So right now I work for my dad and his business partner selling sporting goods. It's an awesome job. I make six figures. I just have a very comfortable life. Like I understand everything that I have to do. It's not a whole lot of stress. I live in Atlanta with all my friends. But if I want to do all the things I say I want to do, like if I want to have the real impact that I say I want to have, I need to grow. One of the most things I've been proud of my life so far is starting this podcast. And you want to know why it's one of the most things I'm proud of? It's because I did it. No one else really helped me. No one helped me start this podcast. It was me and YouTube University. That's how I figured out how to start this podcast. And I've been doing it by myself ever since. That's the reason why I'm so proud of it. This job, I did not get on my own. I mean, my dad is my boss. Obviously, I did not get it on my own. Now I'm good at it. I can go in there and talk to coaches, you know, day in and day out. Like, I love that part. But the thing is, my job is cool and I'm good at it. But I can just sense, like, if I really want to grow, I need to step out of my comfort zone, take a chance, and bet on myself. And in one of those last meditations, it was the last one, I was like, this, you know, I can't even, like, on paper, it doesn't look right. But I'm going to take this door-to-door sales job in the summer. I'm going to leave in 3 weeks and I'm going to move up to Chicago and do door-to-door sales and sell solar. Why am I going to do that? Because it is exciting and it is my thing. All the failure that comes with it and all the success that comes with it, it is on me. And I think after 4 months of talking to strangers and going door-to-door and having all these conversations day in and day out, I think I'll be a lot better than I am right now. Fast forward through these 4 months, I'll be a lot better at communication, at negotiation than I am right now. And that's one skill that I want to improve. And it's just exciting. This is a chance for me to grow. Now, going into this thing, like I did not think I'd come out of here. My intuition told me, yeah, move to Chicago and sell solar panels. No, I did not think that. It sounds kind of crazy just to say it right now, but this is what my heart is telling me to do. I feel called to do this. Even the podcast might take a back seat right now, but it's one of those things where I'm going to take a step back to take 3 steps forward. Because in the grand scheme of things, 4 months isn't that long. And I'm thinking long term for this. This will allow me to go get sales experience and just be able to negotiate and go talk to people. Have that experience, raise some money, and then go move and be around Danny and be around those guys that are doing things that I really want to do. So I told my parents that yesterday when I got back, and the response was what I thought it would be. What the hell? Like, what the hell? You want to quit this safe and secure job you're good at and you like and you work with all your friends. You want to leave the comfortability and the secureness of this job to move across the country to sell solar with no promises, no like reassurance at all. You're willing to take that chance. Like, that just sounds dumb. They're like, Clayton, this doesn't add up on paper. Like, why are you doing this? And I didn't try to justify it anyway. So I was like, I understand your concern. Like, you have every right to be concerned. The only way I can justify this is what my intuition is telling me to do. This is what my soul is telling me to do. And I thought, I don't want to stay on this track that I'm on. I'm on a good track right now. And I can kind of see the couple steps ahead of me. And one of my good friends, Jack, at the retreat said, if you can see a couple steps ahead of you, you're not on your path. You're on somebody else's path. And I can see a couple steps ahead of me. And it is a good life. It is. But I don't want to keep going down this track. In 2 years from now, you know, at night when I'm thinking about my life, I don't want to think back to this decision and be like, damn, what if it did work out? What if I would have taken that chance? And what if it did work out? What if I did go to Chicago and sell solar for 4 months? Make 100 grand in 4 months, learn how to actually sell and communicate and negotiate. What if I did that and then I moved to Texas and got in these environments and got in this community and really grew? Where would I be now? I don't want that regret. I do not want that regret. I don't want to look back in 2 years and be like, damn, what if I took that chance? How different would my life be? And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bet on myself. I'm taking this leap and I'm going to bet on myself. And it is the most excited and just free feeling I've had in a long time. And obviously, like, my parents are just like, hey, like, let's try to think this thing through before you jump into anything. And I understand their concern. I do. I completely do. I haven't tried to justify it to them other than like, hey, this just feels right. And this is what I need to do. And another awesome thing we did at this retreat was we would meditate and then Danny would have prompts and we made a list like 0 through 5, 6 through 10, like 11 through 15. Those were the age groups. We went back and talked about all the things that we were ashamed of and embarrassed by at those different age groups. And then like the next day we went back and he was like, all those things, you know, you're ashamed of, like, go back, like, visualize yourself going back and talking to that kid, like, give him the love that you needed that you didn't get at that time of your life. I was like, wow. And a lot of it for me, like, my problems were not near as serious as some of the other people. Because I will say, like, one thing I got from this retreat is how great my parents raised me and my sisters in love. Like, they were present. They were there every day. Like, they didn't miss anything and they were truly there. And I could tell that they care and they provided me with everything that I need. And especially, like, emotionally, like, they were always there. So that is one thing I got out of this is how great I've had it with my parents. And that's the reason I think I'm the way that I am today is because of how they raised me. But it was cool to go back and I talked to like the football version of myself. Like, I didn't get a whole lot of external validation. I didn't get the playing time that I wanted. And I thought, like, damn, like, I thought love was conditional. Like, I could only be loved if I was good at football. I really thought that. So it was cool to go back and like talk to that dude, that younger self of mine, like, bro, like, this is not life or death. Like, you're doing something not a lot of other people are doing. You're doing this because you enjoy it. Like, this is fine. And you know, you want to know something crazy? This is going to sound corny or whatever, but I just did this yesterday. I gave myself permission for my older self to come back, like my 50-year-old self, to come back to me right now and give me a hug and tell me this is the right decision. Like, you're going to look back in 20 years, in 10 years, and be like, this decision changed the course of your life. And I want to let you know now, like, yeah, it might be a little scary. Like, your parents might not fully support you right now because they want to protect you. They don't want you to make a decision that's going to just derail your future. But this is the right decision. This is the right decision. And I allowed my older self to come back and tell me that. And none of this would have happened if Danny Miranda wasn't so cool and held this men's retreat. The environment and the community he created is unlike any other. And I want to do nothing but help that and support that mission. So yeah, that's a little life update on me. So in like the next 2 weeks, I'm taking this leap and I'm a bet on myself. And I'm excited. I have not been this excited in a long time because it is my own thing. I am to blame for the failures and I am to blame for the wins. And there's nothing more exciting than that. Also learned that I really like to meditate now. That's really cool, having conversations with yourself. So with that, I love and appreciate each one of you, and I'll see you next week. Let go!